you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios in the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
This is Brian Altimer, live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Hail Satan is a documentary about the Satanic Temple and their fight for religious equality. Joining me to give me an insight about their fight as well as religion is Satanic Temple National Council member Kim LaRue. And Kim, first of all, thanks for joining us. And I got a chance to look at the trailer, Hail Satan, because before I actually, you know, agreed to do this interview, I wanted to see what it was all about. And then when I watched the trailer, I kind of, you know, kind of swayed your way a little bit. And first of all, like I said, thanks for joining me. And what I wanted to ask you, first and foremost, when was the Satanic Temple established? Because, you know, you hear these stories here and there of different religions starting, and they start maybe like 5, maybe 10 years ago, and it's only maybe 20, 30 members. So, I mean, when was this established?
And in the line of history, it actually hasn't been around that long. We were established in 2013. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about this is we now, if you look at our Facebook, we have over 124,000 people liking our page. We have over 100,000 members internationally now. It's grown incredibly fast. And obviously, Hail Satan, the documentary, has helped out with that. And we're seeing a huge growth. And one of the best, most wonderful things that I've seen is whenever I'm looking at reviews of Hail Satan, I see multiple headlines of, I just saw Hail Satan and I think I'm a Satanist. I think it's been really great in getting rid of misconceptions and allowing people to see what we're actually really about.
Well, that's interesting that you said that. I said they saw the film and they say, hey, I think I'm a Satanist. What criteria does one need to actually be a Satanist? Is it something that you should seek out, or is it something that people may already do and they're not realizing it?
I think it's the latter. A lot of people have very similar beliefs to what we believe, and we actually have 7 tenets that we go by. I have always told people, anytime I mention that to them, is read the tenets, and I will challenge you to disagree with any of them, because
oh, really?
They are all common sense. They're knowledgeable. They're scientific thinking. You know that your body's, your right to your, what's done to your body is your right, not someone else's. You know, it's very, very supportive and inclusive.
Really? And are you able to go into those 7? Like, if you were to test me right now, do you think you can do that?
You mean like run you through those tenets and see if you believe them or not?
Yeah.
Okay. If you think that people should act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason, do you believe that one?
Of course. Yeah. You got to respect everything.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, that with reason part is probably, I would say, the satanic addition to that. You know, we're not a turn the other cheek kind of thing. And I don't think really that's a good thing for anyone to do. You know, most religions don't believe that you should just allow someone to harm you.
Okay.
You know? So, it's one of the other ones is the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. In other words, justice is important. You know, this is what's important, not just what's been written down, because times change. The views of society change. You know, people are once thought of in a certain second-class culture, and, you know, we believe in people being included. We believe in opening the doors to everybody. You know, if you believe what we believe, then you're welcome to join. We also have one body's inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. So do you believe that someone else should be able to tell you what you should do with your body?
No.
Good. Then so far you're a Satanist.
Wow.
I can keep going through them if you want.
No. I mean, that's fine. And one of the things I definitely want to ask is, do you guys actually have services? And if so, when is the service? Because I know in Christianity, most people have their mass or services on Sunday. Some religions mm-hmm. have it on Saturday. When is yours?
Ours are on Friday night at our headquarters in Salem, Massachusetts. And that's an important thing to know. To be an actual religion, you have to have services. You have to have ritual. You have to have a very, very strict set of criteria. Because how often do you see a new religion that's actually officially recognized by the United States government, as TST is? Earlier this year, we became the only satanic religion officially recognized by the United States government, which was huge.
Wow. And do you guys get the same like tax write-offs and all that good stuff that most religions do when you're recognized in that way?
Well, you know, anybody can start a religious organization or start a tax-exempt organization and get that status. What was important to us is that one of the things that people who try to fight us and oppose us legally is their argument is that we're not real, that we're a parody. You know, that we're not. We have fun. Now, don't get me wrong. We have fun, but our beliefs are very serious. Wow. And it's very important that we got that recognition by the United States government, because a lot of legal defenses were just trying to say that we were a parody, and now those legal defenses do not hold water.
All right, and this text is coming in right now from Tim. He texts, do you guys have a Bible? And if so, who wrote it?
We do not have a Bible. We do have what we have a canon. So what that consists of is works of Blake, Milton, Shelley, and Anatole France's Revolt of the Angels. So it's more of a literature-based canon, but it encompasses our beliefs.
Okay. And another texter just texted in this. If God represents a symbol of faith, what does Satan represent in your religion?
So my one-word answer to that is knowledge, but I would also challenge the question and say I don't believe that everyone believes that God represents a symbol of faith. You know, God represents different things to different people. You know, in the Garden of Eden, you know, to some people, God represented the story of two people who were in paradise and lost something wonderful. Other people read that story, and particularly people of the satanic side would say that it's sort of an arbitrary, tyrannical authority who requires nothing but praise and servitude and never allowing you to gain any knowledge.
And also, one of the things that, you know, most people look at when they hear the word Satanist and all this other stuff is that that religion stands for everything. Is there anything that you guys won't stand for that you guys look at as, I guess the word sin, you know, is the word I'm looking for? Is there anything that's kind of like against the rules of Satanism?
I think it's more common sense, more based on consent, more based on, you know, doing things, you know, if you're going to do something that's sinful and hedonistic and everything, and you're not harming anyone, that's pretty much okay. That's sort of a hard answer because it sort of encompasses everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think approaching it with common sense and saying, you know, do not harm anyone else. You know, do not force your beliefs on anyone else. Do not do anything without someone's consent. And that sort of plays back into our reproductive rights campaign that we've got going on. We are actually suing the state of Missouri. We're active in many, many states. There's 11 different states in the United States right now that are passing legislation that are literally, they're trying to force Christian theocracy into the legal system.
Got another text coming in. It says from Jeff, is this about being anti-establishment or do you truly believe in Satan?
Two different questions. No, it's not just anti-establishment. And no, we do not believe in a literal Satan. Satan to us is a metaphor for rebellion against that tyrannical authority that's just arbitrary. You know, we do not believe in that.
You know what? This has been very eye-opening because, like, I had a totally different view before I actually talked to you. And now, if people wanted to reach out, like, how do they reach out to you guys? I mean, does somebody, like, how does one recruit a Satanist?
Okay, so here's a great answer for that one. Satanists, at least the Satanic Temple, does not recruit. You can join us if you want. We don't go out and proselytize. We have no missionaries. If you want to join us and have the same beliefs, you are more than welcome to join. But we will not go out and ask you to join. We don't believe in that. We believe in people making up their own minds. We believe in individualism. The individual is a huge thing in Satanism. Wow. So if you would like to contact us, I would suggest two different websites. One is thesatanictemple.com. And the other one is thesatanictemple.org. The big difference is thesatanictemple.com is where you can become a member, buy merchandise and things like that. Thesatanictemple.org is where you can go and support the Satanic Temple, back a reproductive rights campaign, because we're actually really fighting these 11 states that are trying to force this legislation into the legal system in these states. And, you know, the heartbeat bills you're seeing coming up and everything like that, all these things that they're invading people's bodily autonomy. And that's what we are very, very much against.
Wow. And there you have it. Kim LaRue, the Satanic Temple National Council member. Make sure you guys check out the satanictemple.org and the satanictemple.com. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This has been a very interesting conversation. Thanks for joining me, man. It was really eye-opening. Thanks.
I had a great time. Thank you.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.